Welcome to Wing Chun Talk. Wing Chun Talk podcast is dedicated to talking all things Wing Chun. Your host, Sean Benson, has the pleasure of sitting down with other Wing Chun practitioners from around the world. If you are interested in Wing Chun or want to connect with other Wing Chun practitioners, then this podcast is for you. Sit back and enjoy Wing Chun Talk.
Awesome. Welcome to Wing Chun Talk episode number 5. Glad you're here with us today. My special guest is Oliver Oberst, all the way from Germany. Thanks for being with us today. Yeah, I'm glad this worked out for you and the time difference is all good. Good. So, again, I mean, I've seen a few of your YouTube videos. That's how we met through social media. Some of different groups here on Facebook. Wing Chun practitioner. Give me a little bit of the details about you, as I'm kind of curious myself. I don't know a whole lot about you. Tell us your Wing Chun journey up to this point today.
My journey started in 1999.
Nice.
I joined the world of WITCHA. So, the first city who opened up a WITCHA in Germany in 1971, so almost 3 years ago. So he was a student at Frischenstein, what was the first postdoc student of the one in Hong Kong. So then I started to learn that I was surrounded by a lot of derivations from Wing Chun. Germany was kind of hopeful to run the Russian, there's an amazing spot in the world, because we have all the lineages. WTO, another form of student from Transfers. We have a lot in here. We have the buyer from Eastern, also here in Cologne. So this is where I was in contact, or it was easy for me to come in contact with people who have the same interest. We were all in training. We learn to know each other, between students. We say, come on, let's work it out. We have to meet, we have to train. And there we start to train cross. So I was able to make my education after my field and my people. But the fighting thing, I was looking outside of the field. So because also in my school, it was it. And my people tell me, come on, all these people are pissed at you. They don't want to have this hard attitude. Also, they want to make these moves. And you give me the truth. You don't explain me something about fighting. They tell me, come on, we want to celebrate the art. We want to make it a balanced training. But if you want to fight, you have to go outside for opponents. For there you can do it, but not here into the room or into the school where I was training. So then I go out, do all these interests from all these people. It was sometimes in groups and 5-6 people. We found out what was the same by everybody, and we also found out what was
different.
This was later than important points. Working in the first field of security. So there's nothing important, but I need to be able to defend, to extract somebody out of the risk. As we talked in there, if they're stressed, I have to interrupt and to extract persons. I was working in violence-ruined areas, so I want to have a nightlife and something like that. there was no choice. So, the region had to work. I was focused. And changed my training because out of the situation that I had in that job. Because we had also trouble with the skilled martial arts guys. So there, you don't have the routine of an ambush. What is the key thing, right? So they come a little bit to you and say, okay, I'll start, bam! So I make this and I want to make my 3-4 stake hand combination and the guy is down. So there was guys, it was tough. You give them a wave of strikes and they step back, right, them arms. So then you have the one-on-one situation. Exactly like in sport. Of course, a little bit more dangerous because there was other persons involved and weapons and bodies thrown and everything like that. But the focus in front of you was in skilled fighter. So there was the point for me where I learned. And if I don't train against skilled fighters, so a skilled fighter is always the limit for me. Because I was in that situation. They pay me to handle it. So sure. If I cannot, because he's skilled, and I'm not, so then why don't he can do my job? That's no point. So then I start to check it and to say, okay, it's no problem. I surround myself from young, talented kickboxers and boxers. So what I learn to know in the nightlife and fitness clubs and everything. So and then I invite them to training. So then this was not really training for them because they come with them skills. So this was, and they make it for us as a favor, and that allows us to bring our Wing Chun skills, how we imagine it. Yeah. To okay, wait, I'm offline now. Okay. So they let us practice on them how we imagine how it had to work, and the resistance from them starts. So then we start. Development, a procedure of bringing up the skills. So this was working continually. Yeah. So only for the requirement to survive this security stuff, this work stuff. So also at that time was clear what is the problem, because I get it through myself, through my education, my school. Yeah. So to all the people I learned to know from all the other schools. Find out that there is something is a little bit cringe, you can say. So this secreting, this worshipping, this kind of believing everything what he say, that yeah, these people they cannot take it, and also they go with their egos above every limit, yeah. So they act also like they can beat 5 people, yeah. So no, they was in a different movie. And so long that you stay in your school with your students, what you can influence from the beginning, yeah? So then nobody will find out. It's the same. If I teach my son basketball, yeah? Only in our backyard, only, yeah? And I can tell him, oh, you are the best, man. You are better than him. You can make 1-on-1 versus Michael Jordan, yeah? I tell him that. So I can make him believe. But I have to make sure that this my son doesn't go on the courts outside, so because then pastor will find out, okay, it doesn't work. So this is how it begins since the 50s, 60s around. Yeah? So the generation after the closed door training from the farm, there it starts, because it was just sympathetically to be a CP. But everybody liked that. You come in a restaurant and everybody was bowing and said, please, 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 you have to pay it, you have to pay it. So this was a thing what was attractive also for people who wasn't skilled. So and they know a little bit and can move a little bit, yeah? So can impress with knowledge, with explaining. I can explain you things, I can show you some fast moves. So long if I make sure that we don't throw a hand, really, where do you your thing and I do my thing. So then so long you can believe my illusion. If I'm a good liar, so you will buy it. Then you will listen to what I say. And then I will influence you from day one, and you will never find out. Yeah. So this was the point. In our crowd, we find out that he was like, hey, man, this cannot work. You know, so we had boxers there. And I tell him, okay, so Und dann let's do it. I like this video. Let's do it. I'm a Wing Chun fighter. Yeah, ich mal. And the boxer guy throw 1, 2, 3 punches. So I was like, pop, pop, pop. I grabbed him and we was in a grappling like situation. I don't let loose because I was scared because the punches was hurting. Yeah, it was damn hurting. So, and I don't let loose. We go to the ground and somebody split us. And I go home and I was like, okay, my Wing Chun sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think a lot of people had situations like this. But I did not spend my time then to judge that. Yeah? So there was also rebellions between us. So who was active in internet propaganda, yeah, so and then to post out things and connected TV stations, and they was really making way against these sects, what selling illusions, what, yeah, so every B-class or C-class or D-class boxer can expose, yeah. So and they making money, and this was the point for them, the motivation to expose them to this money thing, yeah. This what is that? The truth? I don't know the word. Yeah. So yeah, this was them way, but my way was okay. Wing Chun, in his theory, is really superior. Yeah. So in striking style, if that stuff really worked. How the concepts are and the pictures, what did the teeth out with the elements that my arms do themselves, the job, and I bring out with a forward pressure and beat the guy easy without my own force and everything. So then we have to make it true. So then maybe if you take it as a scientific thinking, as a scientific project, so I take every people out there hear all the big names, Elon King, and any of those people, because we have Thomas Mannes, Kernstech, from Wong Shun Loring, of course, yeah, we have then noch a Lucky Direction, Dipochi. So all these are scientists for me. So we all work on the same goal. We want to make work the Wing Chun. If we take this perspective, that it really doesn't work because nobody bring it into Area 51 to test it, yeah, so it's not enough. Make the theories, to make the mechanics, yeah, so to make commercials out of it, and to make commercials out of Scandalous, any prosthetic William Chun fights. Kernstech, after that, built his complete commercial structure on that one fight. So then he pulled himself out right out of the window to say, ah, Wing Chun is superior. So then UFC comes up, they shut him up very fast. So there was negotiations. The races, UFC, Kernstech, top fighters and everything, yeah. So, but it doesn't happen, yeah, because he was shown trapped in his own system, yeah. So he cannot develop that anymore, because every failure will question his authority, his moral construction of organization. So this is how they disqualify themselves. For me, it was possible to take it more as a ninja, you know, so through all the and programs, what they have. For me, it was able to visit all that schools. I was in Saudi Afshi school. Every 3 months, I was going to Saudi Afshi school because there was fluctuation. Wing Chun was really booming business in Germany. Yeah. And full school, I tell you, full. There was sometimes 30, 40 people in the hall where you had to go 20 comfort. Yeah? So there was full of people. So they don't recognize my face. So every 3 months I come there and I was looking different, other beard here, more hair short and everything. So and then he made commercials with, okay, you can train 2 weeks without contract, yeah, because there was rumors, the industry is a business thing. So about that he say, okay, here with us, you don't have to pay from day one, you can train 2 weeks. So and after that we talk about the contract. And I was using these 2 weeks, yeah, so to go there, train there, get my experiences, and every 3 months I could repeat it. I make this in total for 2 years, yeah. So, and then I could go also to other stations. So I was visiting everybody in Cologne area, Philipp Bayer, so yeah. So, I was visiting Lokuri, Atmas people here. And we have from all the lineages, we have them here.
So.
Yeah,
I'm gonna jump in here. Basically, you've done some cross training in martial arts as well as cross training like multiple lineages within Wing Chun? Is
that not in other martial arts, only in Wing Chun.
Oh.
Wing Chun was all of us was Wing Chun practitioners. Sometimes there was a boxer, from a Wing Chun guy who said, I have a friend, he's a boxer, maybe we can take him, so to exercise, And we say, okay, come, bring him, So between us, he was not really learning from each other techniques. We don't make these forms and not like this. We make applying, So we make our sparring, if you want, wild sparring, without coordination. This look like these school beatings in school backyard.
Sure.
So, but we will train that with our Wing Chun, we will find out what was the point. And the guys sometimes who was there, boxers, beat our asses. Sorry that I can say that it was like that. No chance. So this all made me thinking about what I learned. So I was learning in my school, applying with my friends.
Outside, sure. Yeah, because in clubs, they don't... I mean, I'm speaking specifically of mine. We problem solve or chi sao with each other, right? I mean, I get that. So you're learning the Wing Chun, going to find other boxers, other martial artists, and just testing yourself.
Yes, that's it. It started, and then slowly, I could do something with the boxer, because if you have routine, come on, it doesn't need to. It's just very simple. If you repeat it all the time, this must be daily routine. So then all the damage and the shaking head where you don't see anything becomes more easy with the time, and the pressure becomes normal. So then you are able to see more and you can bring in your skills. And if this started, then I expand my training to meet also then kickboxers, Thai boxers, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu fighter, grapplers, MMA fighter. So then it becomes, it comes to a key event, they invite Pascal Kraus, who is a German UFC fighter. He was in the contract in the States and fight there for some seasons. And he make it good, so we invite him for training. So then we do, 4 hours of martial or MMA training with Pascal Kraus. And then in sparring, so I want to look, he beat me very easily. But I saw also confusion. I saw that sometimes I was not able to take the pressure from him. So, but my mechanism was working. And this was a little bit where he was looking and saying, hey, what is that? What is this strange? And I feel, there is something possible. So then I choose to take his own group, and to move him into a multi competition school in a small hall next to the big hall. I moved in with my group there, and we was able to do our training. And after the regular training, we go to the big hall, the main hall, and to do the sparring, the last half hour of the training, and cross with everybody there, boxer, kickboxer, Thai boxer. So this we do for 3.5 years. 3.5 years, there I worked out my system theory and for self-defense and above MMA sport that I released in 2017 as a video lecture, so to explain what is my plan, So then 1 year later, I make an MMA fight and so I prove my theory. So this, I'm now at the moment, I put this together to release my habilitation of that work in the end of June. So to explain, to make it reproducible. Helping tool for every Wing Chuner, so independent which lineage, which techniques, it doesn't matter. So this is, I think I find a way to communicate in a language everybody can
understand. Nice. So I just want to touch on that a little bit. What do you mean, like, you plan to release it? So you have plans, like, you've kind of developed, not your own system, but, like, something that's... No. Easy, like how? Explain it a little bit more, so I understand what you're speaking to.
This kind of graduation, what is actually happened everywhere. So it's first second third degree student, degree technician, practitioner, what the answer comes. So they pay a lot of money. This is a system of selling knowledge. So, and the job is in for 30 years. So you buy 30 years, all these small parts, and you get a picture. So this was, his perspective was not the right perspective to develop the ability of fight with that reason. Because, like you say, I don't create my own system. I use everything one to one, how I learn it for my system. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So, but if you depending on the habilitation, I was not satisfied with that graduation system. Yeah? And the way how they bring knowledge and the point that it doesn't touch skills. So this was then the general problem. Yeah? So there I was thinking, okay, you have to analyze it. Yeah? So to analyze it, I finished then my system. And after six chapters, we have six forms. Then we have the long pole, and then we have the bottom down. So for me, logic is, was, you can make conclusions if you finish the book. Yeah? So if I'm on the beauty level, yeah, for example, yeah. So then I cannot make conclusions. Okay, for me it was clear because there was a time I was beauty level. So for me it was clear. Okay, it's not working. So what I have to change? Yeah? So this was the question. So I come always back with discipline. I have to say, okay, no change. I cannot make conclusions if I don't finish the book. Yeah? Because on the end. After we read the book, we will can talk with every detail about it. We saw it. Yeah? So this is, yeah? So this is not okay. And this was the point. I finished that. And I make conclusions out of it. I worked with everything what my people gave me. So and I bring it in a new structure. So that means you have to change the perspective of the region. Yeah? So if you take it as an example. The human body is the test person. Yeah? So you give them a pill, if you want. So then you swallow this convincing pill. So if you split that pill off, yeah? So you have three levels. Yeah? So you have the system core. So it's full of all techniques. So it doesn't matter which lineage. All of them have their treasury of techniques.
Okay.
And this is by all systems or lineages the same. The core is all the techniques. Yeah? If you train your version, all of your techniques what you can learn in your school is your treasury, your system core. So then surround it comes the forms, yeah? where we take out elements to give them sense. Yeah?
Yep.
To say, okay, what can we do? Yeah? To apply. Yeah? So that means the system core is always the constant. It's always the constant. But the forms are the variables. Also, the connections are variables in acting and everything. Yeah. So and then how I have to know what to apply at which moment. Yeah. So then it comes then from the micro level, the forms, to the macro level. This is then the principles. Yeah. So this is the fourth principle of combat. So I don't know if it's worldwide known. Yeah, so out of clan space lineage here, or long king clan space, comes then the four principles of fighting. If the way free, attack. If the way not free, be sticky. If the force is too strong, give way. And if the opponent is retreating, follow. These four rules make possible that your body acts systematically. Without that, you need to influence him in the moment, because remember, when you shoot back 400 years, it was wartime. If you cut here somebody's throat, it would be nice to have some to take the look on the next opponent. So, okay, I think it's a little bit fantasy. But I was in security situations where I take care of somebody. And in the acting, I was looking to somewhere else. In MMA, they have game plans. This is then plans.
Like a fight plan.
That's within power. But with us, Wing Chun, it's not the game plan. The translation means the four principles. Yeah?
Interesting. That's so interesting.
So in that habilitation, I explained that a little bit. I explained it in detail. So how is the structure? Yeah, from system call, then you have the micro level, yeah, with the forms, you have the micro level with the control of everything that you learn. Yeah? So, and of course, it was important to finish the parts on now, on the anthem, right? I finished the book, I was like, aha, aha. So there's a lot of points where I had my aha effects. Yeah? So, and bottom down is really important. Yes, you don't have this anymore. Yeah? So this.
The low hand.
We are both in front. Yeah, because, come on, if we turn, if I turn, automatically, this becomes the user. Automatically. This is not like we had it like this. This was a measurement tool to understand the geographical point of interruption from the opponent to me and something else. Or very bad in the story. So, but and on the end, the Bajam Dao shows up. How do you have to use? And if my hand in that position, so then I have to make it impossible for you to attack me without to touch my hand. If my hands are good, you will touch my hand. Now, if here comes a round movement, also I turn myself, I can get it. So, and here, this is the headline with the factor thing, and I have here my elbows, and the second line under it, yeah? So that means it's a little bit more up there, yeah? Because that's the knife now. This is the knife. Yeah, if you have the knife here.
Okay.
Yeah? So this is the knife. So, the point that you had your hand both in front, yeah? So make me the conclusion that it has in hand-to-hand combat to be the same. Because, in my opinion, the Bajam Dao technique was first. Also, the double knife technique was first. Also, it doesn't make sense. 300, 400 years ago, terrorism, feudality. Yeah, they were saying for nothing the people. Yeah, so they were hanging and. Okay, so there was making no sense that a young girl or Yin Ming Chung, or the nun Yip Mui, learn to fight with bare hands against armed soldiers, heavy armed soldiers. Doesn't make any sense.
Totally, yeah. I never really thought about that, to be frank with you. I never really thought about that. Yeah, I mean, there should be weapons, because they're being.
Yes.
Yeah.
Weapons first. Weapons first. Okay. Like samurais, this katana fight, this was the primary weapon. Nobody was interested to put it away to make jujitsu. this doesn't make any sense.
Hmm.
Okay? The primary point, primary target was weapons. So that means there's also stories that the Wing Chun origins had something to do with rebellion and a group of rebellions and something they had to hide. And this ninja-like character, Zipo Sergio, so he's the history teacher, but he knows everything. So you can say more about that. But these rebels with that Wing Chun techniques, or what comes later than the Wing Chun techniques, they had these very compact techniques for ambushes, to protect themselves. But they have to walk around. Nobody has to check. Okay, they have double knife with you. The double knife, wait. this is not big, but this is big enough. This is big enough. You have to hide it. So in my job, I was really wearing that under my jacket, because you can use it also as a controlling tool. Not the wrong picture, please, about me. This is training tool. This is not sharp. This is aluminium.
They're dull.
Not something dangerous, not cutting, but it's hurting if I want.
If
there is escalation where people are coming with baseball bats and with bottles and with knives, so then I was able to control them with that. Because I don't want to hurt them. It was not my goal or something. So, but I was able to protect myself with that. So the rebellion was not able to wear a sword in public, because the military, the reigning military party will not tolerate this. They will talk to you, hey, why do you have weapons here? Okay, you have to hide. So then, if you take these knives, here, this double knife, character? What is just one knife? Yeah, what we can split? Yeah, this is an very practical solution. Yeah, for these assassinations, what they maybe do. I don't know exactly. No, but I think the weapon technique was first. They were training these moves to counter out these standard weapons with the sword, with the long pole, and with the bow with the picks on it and everything, right. Yeah. So, and out of that, of course, there was a little bit training where the boss was saying, okay, come on, put the knives away, let's do a little bit hand to hand, for the case if we are trapped or something, they take our weapons and we have to escape, and we have to do a little bit something with that.
I love that.
Where for me, between military, I was in contact with military people, I was working for government and everything, and there, and these people, for them, it was unimportant, the self-defense. So all of them tell me, we train everything because it's not important. It's not important to have a really working, fitting system. Also, Nick, for them, they can allow themselves to make experiments. Because in more than 99 cases, they make it with the weapons.
All right.
So then this is, not so important for them. Also, that means also the commercials, we train special forces. Yeah, man, they let come everybody. Yeah. So I was based on a base from the GFT9 in Germany. I was working there in security field. So, and then all these martial arts teachers come in because they make it for free, because they can write on the list, hey, guck mal hier, I trained with GSP9, so they make it for free. If you are a sport now, then I talk to you, okay, Mr. Benson, please, I come for free, so let me introduce you my system, and yeah, so it's really good, and for you it's okay, it's for free, my guys are training, yeah, come over. So then I come, make some pictures, and so this is how they deal with it and create an unbeatable music. Also, with that, everything was blocked for them. So, but this another story. Okay, this is so all in one how I come in this direction. This habilitation, what I will really need, everything I will explain in detail.
Yeah, no doubt. So that's, I guess, how long have you been working on that? Like, you can't, I wouldn't say your whole training career. You must have had a light bulb moment at some point where it was just like, I need to do this, either for myself or for people around me. When did that happen for you?
After 10 years of old training, I started in 2009, and then I was starting security work. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay.
I was thrown in this kind of work when I was staying here. So, and my shit wasn't working.
Yeah. And at that point,
my shit wasn't working, man. Yeah. I get beaten up. So, come on, I win. I can make clear this. Yeah? So, I win this situation. I had it under control, but it was always, I get hit. My nose was bleeding.
I had
cuts here, I had cuts there.
Yeah, so, you're. The fight, yeah, you win, but you still lose.
I still lose. So, yeah. But my system wasn't working. So
okay.
I was confronted with experience on my own, with fear, scaredness. So I become more dangerous with the time, because if I get scared, opponent KO, scare the fear away. So this becomes slowly more confusing. And I do that, what all these self-defense into specialists. I spend the people and I go in and I make this move to the people. So, but after more than 5 years, it was collected by the government and they say, okay, come on, you damage it too much. You damage the people. You cannot work with it. Okay, you don't check it. Okay, it's not your fee. Make some break for 1, 2, 3 years and then you can come back. Because that, I can tell you, for security, it doesn't make any sense. You damage the people. I break all the bones, the nose, your jochbein, your schlepenbein, your
Living
elbow. It's very fast, it's broken, yeah? So everything becomes thick blood out fast. It's like sexual traffic without condom. Okay? So this this next record. This brings something, if you want. Yeah? So I do, it was too violent.
Much, yes.
Violent. So, and the price, if I will beat all of them with superiority, so then I will say everything is okay. But guck mal, I damage all of them, they damage me, and this was just bullshit. It was, you know, I was not able to control them, I was not able to bring them down with my skills, without damage, with, you know, this was not able for me. Like you see a lot of police videos, they don't get it, so they punch the people. So this is totally wrong tool. I mean, so the time is over to use it for something like self-defense, because it's too brutal, if you want. So, and it can be brutal if the effect is there, that it is superiority, yeah, or superior. But it is not. It is not. So I need a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu guy. I learned to know him. So I do need to for training, yeah? So I tell him, oh, come on, can you make one time serious? And he say, okay, it's no problem. I say, okay, give me rules where I cannot hit, what is with your throat and your eyes and your balls. He must have it. Yeah, come on. So I, there's no problem. Do this, he tell me. Oh, I was a little bit confused. Okay, he said, I won't wait if you start it. Okay.
So time out. He basically, he gave you free reign?
He tell me do this. He wasn't scared.
Wow.
Impressed about what I was saying to him, yeah? So because he closed very fast the distance, break me down to the ground, yeah. So I was, it was not my routine to get tackled from an 80-70 kilo a guy, muscles, grappling,
yeah.
So he tackled me to the ground with his head. He was hiding his eyes. I was not able to come to the eyes. His throat was protected because, in Jiu-Jitsu generally, the throat is a very important part of the body. If they tackle you, bring you down, so it's not so easy to come to the throat. To the eyes was not able. I was not able to do something. So, and then he was like a snake, go on me, take his position, and choke me, and I was tapping after 6 seconds. That
no.
Was
no.
So, can it be? Yeah?
Right.
Yeah? So, okay, I faced the reality, and I was thinking, if that guy show up, and I wasn't stressed with him, what he will do with me. So he will be put to sleep in front of everybody in 6 seconds. Yeah? So there I also learned to know the grappling, and I was, my solution was like, okay, come on, to deal with grappling, I have to learn grappling. So I have to start my regular education with Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. So do that till today. Also, we are still surrounded. So he's actually our Hobusha, our holy trainer person, who still train us today. So,
nice. The guy who tapped you out.
He got me out easy. So through this Jiu-Jitsu culture, I was also then in connection with real fighting culture. So there was no excuses, no nothing. This is really raw fighting about life and death. I go somewhere to Jiu-Jitsu in the time where I started. I was dying. I really, I was puking, and I was not able to do anything. So every time if I try to influence the fight with something, they go on more badly on me. So they punish me for some cheeky moves that I try with them. So this showed me up and missed something wrong with the self-defense, the truth, beating the people, destroying the people. Okay, no judge want to see that. And the Jiu-Jitsu guys, they choke you, whoop, and you go sleep in seconds. I was like, okay, for security, this is the best way. This is the best way. So that, I was honest with that point. So and I start to change my acting in my work. Yeah? So with that time, I didn't strike anymore. I do not hit anymore for the last 5 years. I did not punch anyone. Yeah?
Wow.
So I had a lot of stress and situations where I have to do something. So, but there I interrupt, make takedown, I choke them out. And I was wearing a protection vest under it, stabbing and all that, the police. So that means for me it's no problem to go to the ground, because I'm protected.
Sure. So I
choke out the people and everything was in seconds okay. After that, I can help them up to say, okay, Kukma, Axel, come on, doesn't bring anything. You see what we have. So come down. And they come down because this is a really hardcore situation. If you make stress on the street and somebody choke you out, this is, I don't know if you had that feeling from a choke. So I had this quite times where I go to sleep and to lose the control, to sleep in and to wake up, to know where I am and everything, you know, to be totally confused. Mm-hmm. This is then the best key. So, but with that conclusion, what I made out of this thing, I was like, okay, it has no value then anymore. I cannot use it. So then I was in go directions for say, okay, come on, this is a dangerous tool. So not because it protects you, yeah? So it is because it damages your opponent much. That's true. That's okay. But if the opponent is a trained martial artist and is able to take your first wave, yeah, so then the Wing Chun have no experience because nobody trained like that. They follow the teacher and that I make like this and the guy go down. But it's not so easy. It's not so easy. Really, this is take it as a slaughter. Yeah? So sometimes, okay, this is not easy work. They have really to use force to cut a leg off or something. Yeah? So, so this is not, with the bare hands, you don't can bring enough power with that kind of training. So this was my point. Although I had to go, okay, in sport it justified the existence of Wing Chun, yeah? Because there I can go crazy. Because for self-defense, every Wing Chun practitioner will damage too much, much more than a Jiu-Jitsu practitioner.
Right, sure.
It means justified for his existence. And this is then logically for me, sport. So then I try to go that way, and now to
yeah. So tell me. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about, like, I mean, obviously you've integrated a bunch of different things, some jiu-jitsu, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, I would be guessing, the Wing Chun. What else are you kind of working on, or is your Wing Chun the specialty, and then maybe Brazilian jiu-jitsu as a close second? And that's basically it.
That's all. Come on,
nice.
We haven't... training structure, and out of the meetings that I tell you before about the art, the MMA, okay, so there was a clear we need a special training structure.
Right? Yeah, because so I did see, I'm going to jump in, sorry, I did see another video of you training in a ring with another taller, like a real tall dude, he was...
He's also a Wing Chun fighter, yeah?
He's big!
He's really big one!
Yeah!
I don't know, in English, 6'4", I think he is.
Yeah.
6'4", like Steve Kerr. We have the same size like Steve Kerr, the former shooting guard from Chicago Bulls. He was laughing all the time because for us, Andy is really big, but for NBA, he's really small. Yeah?
I mean, that's huge for me because I'm 5'9", 5'10", maybe. Like, I'm 5'9". So but that's big, right?
Yeah, that's right.
You were slipping in. You were slipping in, like... Yes. Obviously, you were drilling a technique, but I mean, you were using kind of the chi-sao stuff and working to get inside, right? That was awesome, too.
We make a special training structure. It was no goal for me to look on other martial arts and for techniques, for mechanics. You know, I looked it from Thai boxing. I have a totally different mechanical movement than we should move generally. This low kick with the hips and bring the hip down and this detail, not this ass kicking, not this soccer kicking, what a lot of people do, I see it a lot, So this low kicking is totally different. So we make, in our point, we take over in training methods, but kicking on the shoes.
So
if you look at mid training, so we cannot do this like a boxer. This is not able. We take the point, okay, there must be mid-training, head training, okay, but I don't have to bring the order, see, like left and right, straight, uppercut and hook. So I have to bring it for control, for these straight punches, for these back fists, and I have to fit in the holding of heads and to fit it for the Wing Chun technique. Yeah?
Nice.
So not to take a Thai boxing coach who hold the mitts, because he will expect that I make Thai boxing moves to him.
Right.
He don't know. Yeah, so the, so in this structure, we split our hall. On one side of the hall, the first hour of training, only Wing Chun between Wing Chun training. Yeah? So now the other side of the hall, we have athletes from boxing, kickboxing, Thai boxing, we have a trainer for them. So we train this class separately from the Wing Chun class. I said train the Wing Chun class. So about the last half hour of training, we join in and mix all together and in the ring, and then it's only a story. Yeah? So that means we can work out 1 hour and apply the last half hour directly on the enemy. Because, you know, it's not, it doesn't make much sense as a Wing Chun school to visit another martial arts boxing school, kickboxing school, one time a month. So you need this, you need this every day. So we make these structures like we can take. We have different specialties between them. Now we need them, we want to train more focus on kicking. We have somebody who kicked with, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So then we take him. But this is about, they don't copy the moves. They learn the fundamental styles. I mean, our trainer for the boxing guy, the Kondoska style, yeah, or the concept, yeah. So that means you, what is useful for you, yeah, we show them that they have to learn to be dangerous for us.
Yeah.
Because
that's so cool.
Much more dangerous they are, I have to also come to rise with them, yeah. So this is the special thing, and both classes together train jiu-jitsu, yeah, to
nice.
Fill up the requirements for MMA, yeah. So, but this is all. So I'm focused in my striking. It's 100% between two, start with the takedowning. So there's a little bit liquid by the takedowning. And then after the takedown, directly start the jiu-jitsu program. So they have much in common.
Is that fairly common?
Yeah.
Sorry, is that fairly common in Germany,
yeah,
in general, or like, I mean, like, because I'm gonna be frank. I mean, I'm in a fairly traditional club where, like we were talking about at the beginning, right? Where it's like Wing Chun. I mean, I get together with some of our, you know, higher level guys, I guess you could say, and we get together and train occasionally outside of class. And this is where we'll see these hooks and these random throws that we don't typically throw in a Wing Chun class. I mean, again, I haven't been everywhere, so I can't speak to every traditional type class, but I mean, we're seeing straight punches, uppercuts, and maybe an odd hook or something like that. So my reflexes aren't ingrained to see these or to feel those coming in. And maybe that's where your light bulb came in, I think, right? Where it's just like, you dealt with a boxer and he smacked you around, right?
Yeah, it's like this. I go, come on, I really think every Wing Chuner, if he fit in his training a little bit, is able to fight a foot on that level. You have to do this. That's only the point.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
You have to do this, yeah? I go, every Wing Chuner have the mechanics, yeah? They have moves to the arms and everything, yeah? Like you say, you have your move. Yeah? So if you practice that with a really good trained boxer for 2 months, then you are never. That's no problem. If you do that full contact, if the boxer need to do your favor, yeah, as it's not able, if you started tomorrow and you can make a hard sparring, this is not possible.
Mm-hmm.
You have to start on touching, yeah, level, pop, and you start, okay, and then slowly, and you bring pressure in, yeah? More pressure. And if you do that for 8 weeks with a trained boxer, yeah, 5 days a week, only for example, yeah, so then I think then you can do sparring on that eye level. It's possible to reach that goal in 2 months. Yeah?
If
you fit the training on the medium of height ability, yeah? So you need height ability. Not only the theoretical, you know, these discussions, and, you know, everybody had a plan. Yeah, Mike Tyson said something to that. Yeah, everybody had a plan to get something.
Hit in the face.
So, it's like that. So I have the feeling my thinking is that it's invincible and it is still on that level. We discussed, okay, maybe this work or that work, and there's not much activity. They have to break out the old structures and only do it to find friendly martial artists who help them.
And it's funny you say that. Like, I mean, I totally agree with you. I think it depends on the person's purpose for training. Like, is it traditional training, like a martial arts training? Am I doing it for fightability? Am I doing it just for exercise? But if you want to elevate your skill and you want, if you're medium to high level Wing Chun, and you want to raise the bar, then you start what, cross training? Is that kind of your recommendation, Oliver?
Cross sparring.
Okay.
This is really important. It doesn't make any sense that you go into a Thai boxing school.
Yeah.
To train Thai boxing.
That's totally.
It's counterproductive. Yeah? So this is make more sense that you are in the class. They make 1 hour of them training. You make your training for yourself and everything. And if they start to do sparring, then you join. And you try to do your style. I was always trying Wing Chun. So I was working also with cover. Yeah. So because then with the time, you are able to come out and to reach and to control the space in front of you. But space defense in Germany, we say Raumverteidigung. I mean, Wing Chun is a special that we defend space. We defend not our act. We defend that space. What you pull in your shoulder. This room, we control that room.
That's our space, right?
And here you have to start, so attacking, of course, we change the chain punches, step in, just basic works, So then a lot of standing, stable, to get pressure, that make it usually for you. Now I have a translation problem. Make it just normal for you.
Normal. Sure.
Normal. And then you can start. With every training, you become more brave and you get a little bit more control of this room. But this is the end of the way. So you have to start here. Then you have to go slowly until you are able to control this room. To stand open like this, with the head up like this.
With a boxer, with a Thai boxer, with like... Can you tell me that term again?
Cross sparring. Cross sparring. You can make it with the rules. I've been playing also with 16 ounces box gloves. Yeah? So and most of the instructors say, okay, doesn't make any sense. You don't have these hands. Yeah, but you still have boxing. So you have these when you pull these chain punches, you have the kicks and everything. So if you take only your stand, put foot forward and a little bit. Left, right, yeah. So, and you train in offense, punching and kicking. So, and the defense only to stand stable and to bring up a cover, to get or to take it as normal with the time. And then you start on the defense. But it means the whole procedure in the general Wing Chun, the procedure wasn't not programmed in the right way to bring the student logically, step by step. In this direction, because nobody do it. So that means they have no experiences. Yeah. Mm. So if you don't make deal with fighting, you don't have experience in sparring. You don't have experience in injuries, in preparation time, in motivational mindset work, what you have to do with the fighters, if you take care of them. So, and the fighting by itself, if you don't go through this, you don't have failures. And only failures show up what you have to change in the methods of training, not in Wing Chun. This is for me important. In the methods of training. So
very cool.
On which time you do which into the soup. So salt now, and later a little bit pepper.
Seasoning.
Yes. And for that you need experience, not only for me. So everybody have to do this. So and then everybody will find out very fast. Okay.
So
attack
true.
Is important. step work is important. Yeah. Every defense is erstmal unimportant. So the first 1.5, maybe 2 years, is only about stable standing, yeah, to get pressure and not break in, yeah, or with that cover, so and be able to attack, yeah, so punching, kicking, so and moving. That's the point. After 2 years, then you can start with these defense details. Yeah. So sure. It means, of course, you can make exercises before, but the focus is on offense and football.
And so, I'm just going to kind of recap a little bit. That's basically your training method. This is what we were talking about previously. Is that right? Like what you're going to be releasing in June? Kind of, it's not a new system. It's just a training method. Am I correct in saying
it's
that?
A training concept.
Concept.
The way how I come to results.
Results.
So this is an important or a very difficult thing for me.
Yeah.
I had my MMA fight to prove my work, and so this was not to start a fighting career. Right? So at this time I was 39.
Yeah.
I was on the end in my security business, you know, from age, and you know, so I wouldn't take the risk anymore. You know, so, but for sport, I was much too old. So this was only to prove my work as a system theory. So, and we have them back up with our youth now. I mean, we work also on our youth. So we have the 16, 17 years old, prosthetic machines. Also, this is, they are skilled in a high level. So if they step into the cage, if they become 18, 19, 20, so then this will then again give results that have more value to talk about with MMA and the Wing Chun. Also, I mean, what I've done in both my fights, was not I go in and I beat successfully. Yeah? So I show up 3 rounds full of performance. So that
nice.
For me it was not the goal to win that fight. Yeah? For me it was the goal to survive, that
yeah.
you cannot beat me, yeah? And to show up so much applications I can. You know?
Nice.
So I get some results, what proved my work. But this awesome. Is not enough. I mean, for me this fight was only a beginning. So I watch at my youth, maybe on other people who try also to pick this direction. Also, yeah? So
cool.
Rehabilitation will show you up a way how you can do it. Of course, you can choose then your own, what is the meaning of cooking, you can take your own
recipe or method.
Yeah,
or...
You know, you make your own recipe, but the general thing of cooking a bolognese is clear. So
right.
Of course you make it a little bit more spicy here, a little bit more there. Yeah, so this is then the personal influence. Also, but in generally, it explains or make it explainable and understandable the Wing Chun system as a world system. Yeah? So like I said, read the book in the end and make a conclusion out of it. So now you don't need to read every book. I explain a little bit what will wait for you if you go that journey.
Yeah. Awesome. So as we're going to wrap up here quick, I know the time difference in Germany is probably getting a little bit late for you. And I appreciate your time. I do. And chatting with you. So, before I let you go though, a couple questions. One.
Yeah.
So your recommendation to a beginner, intermediate, and say an advanced Wing Chun practitioner, just kind of quick beginner, intermediate, and advanced. Would you, I'll let you speak to that.
Yeah, okay. Well, what is that level? Beginner?
So, one recommendation to a beginner,
yeah.
intermediate, and an advanced Wing Chun
okay,
practitioner,
okay.
like different levels. What would your recommendations be?
So I go for beginner, it must be stable stand, footwork. That means moving forward, left, right, and backward. Right? So you can move like that. So you need to punch, yeah? Not only with chain punches. So you have to use variety. Yeah? So we use that exercise Quento. It's made in Germany, if you want. Yeah? So you have to transfer people. It's a boxing form. So we use as a tool to bring variability with your punches that you don't put it in the feet.
Down,
like here, upper floor, that's different, targets in there, yeah? Levels where you attack, yeah? So okay. This is, must be combined with your foot lever to make a step into punch stable, yeah? So, and then to move out again, yeah? Because sometimes you drop your bombs, but they have no effect. So then you have to go make a step back and to look again till you can make a step in, yeah? So, of course, you have to move right, left, yeah? So kicking, you can bring it back. So in defense, you can start to deal with the idea of everything that is contactless. Straight punches, hooks, these uppercuts and all that. There are services for them to the beginner level. So then you start to intermediate, yeah? So this is then shampoo level. So you can start with the touching. So as a beginner, it's not good for you to punch and to stay.
Right.
It's not good, yeah? So there, you go back as a beginner. So, as an intermediate, yeah, you can drop your bombs and you can stay on your position. And to control with that Chizo skills and ability application that comes out of the Chizo skills. Yeah?
Nice.
So then, of course, you get to knock out your elbow, yeah? You have the turnings and everything, what will make your weapon arsenal more complete then, yeah? So, and you have some kicks, yeah? The first kicks that you have in Champion, right? To make your standard straight kicking movement, you can make it more advanced now with these kinds of kicks out of the shampoo form. So then on the advanced level, so that must be the infight, if that guy grabs you, takes you, overwhelms you, yeah, so, and you need to come out. So this is a kind of go out of this rescue situation and to attack really on the minimal space where my axe is on your axe. So that means shampoo is not the right understanding to work with the upper arm, so that it's both moves, but it's only with the upper arms. I cannot demonstrate this here in this way, yeah?
That's so no problem.
This is then for the really close combat, not in a contact, so it's then one step more, the opponent jump on you, take you, so then you can go out and rest yourself, attack the neck, then you go out and begin to play and become more complete. Because on the end, it's not you learning beginning stuff, then you change. You're learning intermediate stuff and you forget the beginning stuff. No. This is, the beginner stuff is the base. And
totally.
Everything what comes then, through Stumpfield, Gucci, Wooden Dummy, so there are special things what comes out and brings something back on what you learn in the beginning. Yeah? So this is continually, I don't know the word, and adding, yeah, with the steps you do forward, you learn. So you add, you get more skills to deal with more situations. Yeah,
they build on each other. That you don't learn it and then forget it, right? You need, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome. Love
steps,
it.
Yeah, if you do that in the same time, all the time, with sparring on the last 5 hours of the training with boxers, kickboxers, Thai boxers, come on, they have no choice. They need to be, you know, because this is all not comfortable if you stand there and you try. And we had a lot of Wing Chun people who come to our training, and I tell them, look, here, for the first time, it's good. Come on, put your arms up, try to stand stable, and they was not listening. They was like, okay, I do my stuff, yeah, so I would tell them, okay, guck mal, the boxer will beat you. So that happens auch after that, yeah, so, but, yeah, so if you do that in sparring, you need to develop, right? You have all the time independent opponents, uncooperative opponents, not with these students all the time, yeah, guck mal, yeah? So, this is all this Wing Chun thing. You don't, act rough with your sifu. Well, but when Thai boxing is just normal, both in all of training, so I animate you to hit me hard, yeah? So, because I have to rise a level, so it must be normal. It must be normal. Nice. And you know this is not normal.
Of course. Last question. How do people get in touch with you?
That's a good question. I have my email address is defense-group@life.de.
I have that. Can I drop that in the links of our post here?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Okay.
Please.
I'll drop that.
Then we have a YouTube channel. I have some more YouTube channels for my team, the defense group, yeah, about skills and the Ring Tuna, maybe you'll see the video with the devil here where you say, expose them. this is also a chapter. I make this science is really dangerous to talk about it, yeah, because a lot of things happen behind the curtain, you know. So now I find a way to make it an analytic or an analytic way, and with that to motivate people. Right? So
sure.
I will come on the point with the 5, 6, 7, 8 episodes where I show up and do a little bit and demonstrate what we're talking now for a little. 1 hour, sorry, man, I talk so much. I hope I can.
So, just a recap. So, I can post your email to the defense group. Did you say you're on YouTube as well? And is that defense group as well?
Defense group as well for the team. And,
perfect.
For my private thing, or for my private support in some team, because
awesome.
Oh, yeah, there you can find it.
Great. And you're on Facebook, right?
Yeah, on Facebook, of course. Oliver Oberst. So I think I have a good remember the name. I hope Oliver Oberst.
Oliver Oberst. All right, we'll wrap it up for the night. I really appreciate your time. I know it's getting late there, and we kind of did a test run here, and then we just went for it. So again, thank you so much.
I thank you for this opportunity. And I promise next time I will come more point and do not talk too much.
No, I love it. Yeah, I'll have you on again, and we'll maybe keep it a little bit more pointed. But I love the stories and just the journey, man. Like you've seen lots, obviously, and it seems like you know a lot. So again, thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
Awesome. Take care. Catch you on the next one.
Okay. Bye bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Wing Chun Talk Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to share it with someone you know who will also enjoy it. If you haven't already, make sure to follow or subscribe to catch all upcoming episodes.